The Security Council heard briefings from senior UN officials on the impact of the Boko Haram terrorist attacks in Nigeria and neighboring countries. Nigeria and its neighbors, Chad and Niger, have mounted operations against the terrorist group. Mohamed Ibn Chambas is the head of the UN office in West Africa, or UNOA.
Today, as we meet, though weakened, the group continues to commit horrendous acts against civilians, including women and children. We have received reports that children in particular have been abducted, abused, recruited, maimed, and killed.
Mr. Chamba said schools in northeast Nigeria are no longer safe places of learning, as many of them continue to be attacked, looted, and destroyed. Schools that have been attacked by Boko Haram in neighboring Cameroon and Niger also remain closed, the envoy added. Mr. Chambas also pointed out that in 2014, the group started using girls as suicide bombers for attacks in populated areas.
We've also observed an alarming trend of children being used by the group as human shields. Boko Haram's recent allegiance to the Islamic State for Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, whether for publicity reasons or to tap into ISIL's support, is also of concern, as it gives a clear signal that Boko Haram's agenda goes well beyond Nigeria.
More than 1.5 million people have been displaced by the ongoing conflict in northeastern Nigeria since a state of emergency was declared in May 2013, according to the Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator. Kyungwa Kang told the Security Council that civilians have suffered in the hands of Boko Haram terrorists.
More than 7,300 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram since the beginning of 2014 in the three state of emergency states. This year alone, 1,000 people have lost their lives. More than 300 schools have been severely damaged or destroyed. Less than 40% of health facilities in affected areas remain operational. Gross human rights violations, including sexual and gender-based violence and child trafficking, are frequently reported.
Kyungwa Kang said that the escalation of Boko Haram-related violence in the region continues to hinder access to people in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. She warned that as many as 3 million people in northern Nigeria will not be able to meet their basic food needs after July 2015 unless they receive what she called well-targeted humanitarian assistance. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.